Alrighty, for the answer, let's check in with Joëlle Sévigny. She directs Vélo Québec, or Bicycle Québec. Joëlle, do I understand correctly? You're responsible for 12,000 bike riders riding tonight through what city?
Exactly. Well, it's through the beautiful city of Montreal.
So that's potentially a lot of collisions and flat tires with 12,000 cyclists. How do you make it all go so smoothly?
Well, first of all, it's not a competition, so people really go at their own pace. So then, you know, it takes about 2 hours just to get the path done. It's about 20Ks, and the discovery of the city by night will be, you know, like from 8 o'clock to midnight.
So 20 kilometers, that's about 12 miles or so. Where does the course go?
We will be leaving from St. Joseph Boulevard, and the arrival will be at Parc Jeanne-Mance, which is just at the bottom of the Mont Royal Mountain.
And there's no rest for the weary. On Sunday, you're expecting even more cyclists for another event called Tour de l'Île de Montréal. You've been with the organization Vélo Québec for 23 years, Joëlle, and the ride has been going for 25 years. So what has changed? Is it just many more riders?
What is saying? It's interesting that you ask the questions. 25 years ago, the Tour de l'Île of Montreal was just, at that time, there were not that many cyclists in Montreal. What's interesting to see is how amazing, you know, an event such as the Tour la Nuit and all other types of events that takes place in Montreal really, you know, give the people the input just to enjoy for the first time their bicycle and then use it on a more regular basis. So 25 years after the first Tour de l'Île, you know, in Montreal we have more than 500 Ks of bicycle paths. We now have 3,000 Bixies, which is bicycle and surf services.
Those are like bicycles that are stationed all over the city, and you kind of check one out and bring it back, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. Like Vélib in Paris, for example.
Right.
So it's interesting to see how deep is the cyclist culture now in Montreal.
Just wondering, what's driving all these bike paths and all these commuters and these kind of checkout bikes, the Bixie bikes?
It's interesting to notice that Montreal is, some of the network is open by winter, and it's called the White Network. There is more and more people cycling in wintertime, but mostly it's really between April and November. I think it's for fun, first of all. The way, you know, we present the bicycle in our tour, for example, you first do it for yourself and you do it for fun. And of course, people get more healthy, people are more aware of their health. So now biking in the city is very trendy, actually.
When there are so many people out on their bicycles on this network of bike paths, do you encounter the same things you find with lots of cars on the road? You know, like congestion, frayed nerves, road rage, bike path rage?
Oh, of course, our office, you know, is just at the corner of two bicycle paths. And the biggest day, you know, we have more than 9,000 people, cyclists, commuting on this only bicycle path.
Wow.
So it's quite amazing.
That is amazing. That's a lot of people.
Exactly. People have to share the road, and people have to follow the rules of the road. It's an affair of good attitude, and this is between, you know, pedestrian, cars, and cyclists. I think there's a lot of work that has to be done on that part here.
What kind of bicycle do you ride?
Oh, I have two bicycles. I have a bicycle which is for the city, so it's a 5-speed, made in Quebec. I have a basket in front. Yes, that's my bicycle for the city. My other bike is a route bike. This is the bicycle I use for longer distance. And this is also the bicycle I use to do some travel when I take my holidays by bicycle.
Hope you all have a great ride tonight.
Oh, thank you so much.
Joëlle Sévigny, director of Vélo Québec. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Merci beaucoup.